Today we'll continue our study of weeds by taking a look at what's on the menu, literally. Some of the bad boys in our Growing on the High Plains series are actually edible, and a few might be on the culinary favorites list of some people. As mentioned earlier in the series, dandelion blooms can be turned into wine, and the greens are dished up as a spring tonic for some folks. A similar offering is made from lamb's quarter. I have a friend who welcomes it into his yard every spring, and he cooks it much like spinach with a bit of onion and vinegar thrown in for good measure. When foraging for lamb's quarter, I'd suggest taking the young stems and leaves early in the season, though there are people who eat it throughout the growing season, cooked or raw, as soup or salad. I'd also stress that you do a little research and know what you're harvesting, as lamb's quarter is sometimes confused with nightshade, which could be a somewhat deadly repast, or at least leave you with stomach woes and a sizable headache. Lamb's quarter is also called goose foot, because the shape of the leaf is somewhat triangular, like the foot of a goose. I don't know what the plant has to do with lambs, except that the undersides of the leaves have a soft white powdery look. But there is another edible weed called sheepshire that I sometimes chew on when I'm weeding it out of my flower beds. It grows in bunches that look like tiny clover leaves with little yellow flowers. It has a bit of a sour kick to it, and its botanical name is oxalis, named for the little bit of oxalic acid contained in the foliage. When I bite into a leaf, it reminds me of my childhood, when we kids would search any damp, shady soil for the sour-tasting treat. Of course, that was before all the sour jelly beans, gummy worms, and snow cone flavors that are available for the children of today. Another edible weed that has a tangy taste is purslane. This fleshy-leafed succulent is known as either a weed or a yellow-blooming addition to patio pots in the U.S. But in the rest of the world, it's a popular vegetable, a medicinal mainstay, and a major ingredient in soups, salads, and stir-fries. Purslane has an incredibly high amount of omega-3 fatty acids, and it's also loaded with vitamins and minerals that should make us all think twice when tossing this weed in the dumpster or on the compost heap. For our final entry into edibles from the evil side of the landscape, we turn back to that villainous vine called bindweed. I recently learned that this weed I love to hate is looked upon in a different light by members of a Burmese tribal group called Karen that are now residing in Garden City. Bringing jungle cookery to the Kansas prairie, women of the Karen use bindweed as a chief ingredient in their mealtime planning, sautéing the noxious weed in oil and then covering it to steam a bit. I plan to investigate this further and may try a taste test in an effort to stay open-minded to the possibility that there can be good in the worst of things. But I'm not Mary Poppins, so I'm doubtful that a bit of cooking oil or even a spoonful of sugar can make the bindweed go down. I'll keep you posted.